Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Next Friday, on October 22nd, I'll talk about good timing for your projects. Now, before I cover what's up in the heavens, I want to mention that I'll be co-teaching 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business with Peg Donahue beginning next Monday, October 18th. To understand the real bottom line of any organization, you need to know how energy is related to its success and prosperity. This is the down-to-earth course that teaches the practical steps to increase your prosperity at work, in a business, or at home. Essentially, it all comes down to energy at some point, because beneath that bottom line of money is the real bottom line of energy. This program is taught by phone for 75 minutes each week over 8 consecutive Mondays, and it comes with online study guides and recordings. Plus, it's guaranteed to work or your money back. To learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's A-S-K. MADELINE.com and click on the link for the 8 Keys Prosperity Training. Now, lastly, I want to alert you that my Honduras retreat has been postponed until next spring, March 19th through the 26th. I'll be giving a multi-day workshop on Roatan, one of the Bay Islands of Honduras, on how to prosper with the universe. I'll also be leading a spring equinox ceremony there. Plus, if you register before the end of November, you'll get a 30% discount on your room. So check this out now and get the discount. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the link for Madeline in Honduras. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, how are you doing with this Venus retrograde, which started last Friday on October 8th? This is a time when we rethink our values, just what has value for us and how do we want to spend our money. Along with that, we rethink our financial situation and our relationships. We may reconsider which relationships keep us energized and which ones drag us down. Any relationships that drain or lower our energy also cause us to leak or to lose money. This occurs because our money reflects our energy. They're the same. When our energy goes low, money tends to run away. Now, Venus retrograde is actually a good time to take stock of both energetic and financial debts. So during Venus retrograde, it's a good time to refinance a home or consolidate other debts. And if you have the opportunity to refinance your debt with a lower interest rate, or if you can rearrange your life to spend less time with people who lower your energy, you'll be ahead of the game. You may also restart a relationship you had with a past partner. Or you may suddenly hear from or run into a past lover who you may not have seen in many years. This is also common during Venus retrograde. This period gives you a chance to reconnect and reconsider if there's any reason to continue the relationship. It's also very common to hear about partners who decide to separate or divorce during Venus retrograde. This time we also have Saturn in Libra, the sign of relationships. So there's a big question about whether a challenging partnership can be morphed into a more appropriate friendship or whether it just needs to end. It's all about the balance in the relationship. Is one person handling most of the responsibilities while the other one contributes too little? If so, both parties need to shift in order to create more balance. Also, during Venus retrograde, it's usually not a successful period to introduce new products and services. Generally, the buyer believes that the product or service else's price should be lower. Or you may not have a clear idea of what value your product or service has to a customer. So if you're about to introduce a new product or service, stop and do some market research instead to determine the true value to the customer. Lastly, on a more economic note, Venus retrograde in Scorpio is not so good. Have you noticed that the U.S. dollar declined in value by 7% over the last 6 weeks? If that decline continues at that same rate, our dollar will devalue by 60% in a year. Not good. This is happening because the huge debt of the U.S. government continues to grow, and the Federal Reserve is printing more and more money. The Federal Reserve even has a new term for printing money. They call it quantitative easing. Now, as the Federal Reserve buys billions of dollars worth of U.S. Treasury bonds, that puts more dollars into the system. It's like dollars are raining on us. The value of our U.S. dollar continues to decline. That means it takes more and more dollars to buy the same items. The world is even having a currency war. Now, why is that? All the other countries in the world have the value of their currencies tied to the U.S. dollar. So as the dollar devalues, if other countries do not devalue their currencies, then their exports get too high priced and they lose business. So now other countries are devaluing their currencies and racing the U.S. dollar to the bottom. This is insanity, truly insanity, because it will lead to hyperinflation where no one will want U.S. dollars or U.S. Treasury bonds. Now, have you noticed the price of gold lately? As of yesterday, the spot price of gold was $1,380 per ounce, and a one-ounce gold eagle was selling for roughly $1,455 per ounce. Now, in the past year, gold has increased by 30%. And if you own stocks or bonds and they have not increased by 30%, then sell them and buy gold. You can check out my article, How to Buy Gold, on my site at askmadeline.com. And the link to this article is also in my What's Up in the Heavens report for today. Gold is expected to rise to at least $2,300 per ounce by February 2011. There's no safer investment with as high of a potential return than gold. And it will definitely increase by a lot more than 30% in the coming years. So get some gold as soon as possible. Venus retrograde will last through November 18th. Next, we're also in the cycles of Sun, Trine, Neptune, and Chiron. This set of cycles is terrific, terrific for gaining clarity regarding your vision and providing a healing and inspirational message. Now, how appropriate that we would get this cycle right before our election in November. These cycles stay in range through October 22nd, and they peak on October 19th. Mercury joins the Sun in this endeavor, making it even easier to articulate those visions. And you can use these cycles to gain clarity for your own vision and to clearly describe it to others so they get on board with you. Now, next, we're also in a set of cycles that is strong for taking fortunate actions. Wow, we love those. But at the same time, we could also be led down the path of getting sick or being deceived, and we don't love that. So this is a good time to pay attention. These cycles are Mars, Trine, Jupiter, and Uranus, while at the same time we have Mars, Square, Neptune, and Chiron. You're likely to find lots of potential projects just popping out of the woodwork, and you may have plenty of enthusiasm for them. But before you go down that path, I encourage you to reconsider. Both Jupiter and Uranus are moving backwards or retrograde at this time, suggesting that, yes, you may love the project idea, but there's plenty that needs to be reconsidered before moving forward. With Mars square Neptune, there may not be enough energy or money to do it right now. Even taking on one more project could be too much. Or there could be a lot of confusion about the terms of the deal. It's best to rethink your projects now and then push forward with them in the new year. And I'll talk about timing for your projects next week in more detail. All of these cycles are in range now, and they peak on October 20th through the 22nd and stay in range through October 28th. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Notice that we have a full moon on next Friday, October 22nd. This means a lot of decisions are about to be made. Use the early part of next week to call prospective buyers, managers, or anyone who may make a decision that impacts you. You want to find out if they have all the information they need. Maybe they have a question you can answer or an objection to your product or service. Find those out now before next Friday's full moon so the decision you want has a better chance. Many decisions are made within a few days before or after the full moon, so get prepared. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you on the radio each week. To register for it, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is in a box at the top right of the home page, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Did you know that you can increase your prosperity by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2011 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day, when to act, and when to wait. This color-coded guide provides the time codes for success for all your important activities. Her Good Timing newsletters provide insights into the economy and how to best work with the cycles. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney both used astrological cycles to become highly successful and prosperous. Now you can too. To order the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's toll-free 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Start prospering with the 2011 Good Timing Guide.
Many of us have tried diets, and honestly, a diet is just a tool. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can combine clinically tested Medifast weight loss products along with the support from a Take Shape for Life certified health coach. You can watch life happen being overweight, or you can make life happen. The Take Shape for Life program gives you the tools and support to live a healthy life and reach your weight loss goals. Talk to a health coach. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back. to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. But after taking your calls, remember, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I didn't get to your call today, you could easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I provide both business and personal consultations for 30 to 60 minutes and longer when needed. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's head off to Bellevue. We have Debbie that's called in. She's looking for a new job, and I've already provided you with the information on her. She just wanted to go ahead and keep that a secret, which is totally fine. It's the wish from our listeners.
Absolutely.
So we will grant that. So, Debbie, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. So what's going on with you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. I love this technology that we can connect up here. So how can I help you today?
It's been a long search of employment. I've been at it for about a year now.
Wow.
And I've come very, very, very close to the job descriptions that I've been holding in prayer. And experiencing people not being completely honest upon the initial interview and going through like three interviews and thinking, okay, well, this isn't exactly, but it's pretty close to to the vision I'm holding. And, with the way of employment, of course, I'd be very willing to go ahead with it. But it seems to, currently, the experience is that it's just falling through my fingertips.
Are you changing your career in any way?
Part of my career I am, but what I'm trying to get employed in is something of the recent past because I can make enough money to do the change of career. Does
that
make sense?
What's the change of career that you want to do?
The change of career is the avenue of child safety.
Uh-huh. And what will you do for that?
I will register my 501c3 and provide an avenue to teach and speak on that topic.
Well, yeah, what I'm seeing here is that you're very close. It's like that you're being prodded to do a career change. And, it actually looks like there's some unexpected money that's coming to you. Has any unexpected money come to you this year?
Well, I'll just shake my head yes so the universe knows I'm willing.
But, I mean, has it come yet?
No.
Not yet. I would expect you would get it before the end of the year.
Okay.
You know, if not by the end of the year, then sometime in January.
Okay.
You've got energy for unexpected money to come to you. And, just looking at your cycles, and when we're on the air, I only have time to look at one set of cycles.
Absolutely.
Out of five. So all I can tell you from this picture is that, it's looking like the universe is wanting you to change your career.
I really, really deeply know this. I was just trying to see how I can financially do this, and so intellectually this was the path I chose of, trying
to
get employment.
The reason you don't get those jobs, you see, is because you don't really want them.
I hear you.
You get it? So instead, start thanking the universe in advance for having already provided the money so that you can go off and do your 501c3. Just get focused on that and forget this other stuff because you're just thwarting yourself. Thwarting yourself. And, it could be very possible for you to connect up with people who are interested in child safety and will.
Well, I have quite a it's too just too lengthy of a discussion on the air, you know.
Right. Right. But you know, so you know, it looks like you could get money and multiple donations to come in.
Okay.
And I would just start with that and start focusing on making that change.
Okay.
You're trying to go back to something old that you don't want to do. And,
yes.
And your soul is like, forget it.
Yeah,
okay.
My soul is doing high kicks and pom-poms right now.
There you go. Okay, thank you for calling in, Debbie.
Thank you for your time and your expertise. Have a good
day. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Debbie, for calling in. And let's see, Madeline, I think we have time for one more.
I think so, too.
Okay, sounds good. Let's take Caroline. She's calling in from Kirkland, Washington. She's about to finish up her next quarter of school, or at least her final quarter of school. But she's not sure if she wants to continue on with her schooling or maybe a different education, like area of education, or maybe jump back into the workforce. Those are kind of, you know, the situation and her dilemma, right? So it's either...
Okay.
Continue school or a new job. So,
and what's her?
Yeah, let's give that to you. Yep, 5/24/65. So June
24.
Yeah, May 24, 65.
Okay.
And she doesn't have an exact time. She says in the AM. At least that's what her mom told her. So we'll stick with the AM. It'll be less of a specific reading, though. However, just to let let our listeners know. And
yep.
She was born in New York.
New York?
New York City, I believe. Let me confirm. Caroline, you're on the air with us. Is that right, New York City?
Yeah, New York City, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, great.
Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you. Hi, Madeline. Thanks for taking my
call. Hi, Caroline. Now, you're looking to figure out if you should be making a change to your education. And what I can tell you is that without a time, that's a very hard question to answer at a time of day. You really, really need a birth time. I could guess, you know, based on 6 a.m., but, you know, that, you know, your chart moves 1 degree every 4 minutes. And so, you know, in an hour or even, you know, 10 minutes, you know, your chart would move to something else and it would be a completely different career. And, I mean, everything is, so, you know, it's very hard to do that. Now, I could see if I can get you by solar return. I could see if that will give you, let me edit your chart here for, let's see. So I'll return to get you at least one possibility. Okay, so first of all, your career needs, what are you focused on right now?
What am I studying right now?
Yeah.
A computer information system. And I was thinking of actually going into forensic psychology, but that would be a different area of study. And so I'm finishing up next quarter, and I just didn't know, should I just, you know, go into the workforce, or should I continue on at a different school in a different area of study, which means, you know.
Right.
And all the other things that go with it.
Right. Yeah, you know, in looking at this chart with that question and what you've been doing, I'd have to say you really do need a time because,
okay.
You know, this doesn't relate to what I'm hearing from you. And so I would be very skeptical about trying to give you an answer. But
okay.
I appreciate you calling into the show. And if you want to go through this, I have an $85 half-hour career consultation.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can...
Yeah, you know what I'll do is I'll locate my birth certificate and see if I can get a time off that, and then I can...
Yeah, that's what you need is a time off your birth certificate. Yeah. Yeah, so
okay,
you can
great.
Call my office and set that up. And thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. We've been trained by our culture to focus on what's wrong, but this is actually one of the big things that pushes away money and prosperity, since we just create more of what's wrong. It works better to notice what needs to change, then switch your focus to what you do want. Just say to yourself, now that I know what I don't want, here's what I want instead. Or better yet, stay focused on what's right so that more and more of that occurs. More positive energy and prosperity will follow. Now, join me next Friday on October 15th when I'll talk about good timing for your projects. Everyone needs to know that information. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and to register for our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. And stay tuned for Maureen St. Germain. Now, this is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Did you know that you can increase your prosperity by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2011 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day, when to act, and when to wait. This color-coded guide provides the time codes for success for all your important activities. Her Good Timing newsletters provide insights into the economy and how to best work with the cycles. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney both used astrological cycles to become highly successful and prosperous. Now you can too. To order the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's toll-free 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Start prospering with the 2011 Good Timing Guide.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn, located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. With CRA, I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.